He said, "No one had entrance to the palace. Who is he that has shown such impudence and boldness?" Then he went round and searched, in order to find the trace of that one who had become hidden.
This is why he is a caliph. See, do you remember the state of caliph between a man and a woman, the Arab stuff? This is him. Because, first of all, he is not attempted, or he doesn't start to blame someone. He confesses that no one is in this palace. It's my palace. This is me. It's happening to me. Who did it? It's hidden. I have to find it. Because this is my palace. This is my kingdom. Yes?
Behind the door, he espied a luckless man who was hiding his face in the door and the curtain. "Hey," he cried, "who are you? What is your name?" "Plainly," said he, "my name is Iblis, the damned." He asked, "Why did you take pains to awaken me? Tell the truth. Don't tell me what is reverse and contrary."
You see, first paragraph, not very long, he explained this story. The story goes like this. When you're sleeping in a corner, Satan could wake you up and hide. First of all, don't give up. You have to know why. Why am I awakened? Why am I tonight sleepless? How come that I cannot sleep correctly? And understand that something is happening in you. When you understand that, you will find it. Because this is something that is always hidden behind the curtain. Your hidden part. What is your hidden part? You're not talking about subconscious and stuff like that. You're talking about your intelligence as a personality which is hidden from you. Because to you, it's only the knowledgeable part of you. You will not realize that that's ego part of you, made by here. This is how it is. And this is the part that is dividing you. So, if you call him, he will tell you that I'm intelligence. You should have a very simple question. Why did you do this to me? And deep down you should know that intelligence is not a very upfront fellow. So it could give you everything upside down. Yes.
How Iblis gave Muawiyah, may God be well pleased with him, a fall, and practiced dissimulation and pretense, and how Muawiyah answered him. He said, "The time for prayer has come to an end. You must run quickly to the mosque." Mustafa said, "Boring the pearl of the idea, make haste to perform your devotions before the time is past." He said, Nay, it is not your purpose to be my guide unto any good."
This is the point that you should realize, that your brain, your intelligence, is not supposed to be you. If it is leading you towards something good, it's a trick. Because goodness doesn't come from the brain. Goodness doesn't appear in your ideas and thinking. And it has nothing to do with your decision, which is outcome of self-talking in your brain. That's not it. So you should not believe it. This is not the reason we have the intelligence. Yes?
"If a thief comes secretly into my dwelling place and says to me, 'I am keeping watch,' how shall I believe that thief? How should a thief know the recompense and reward for good works?"
And you see, only 5 verses, that's it. Means you have to be sharp here, there is no argument. Your first reaction to your intelligence should be this, that you are not here to be my guide towards the goodness. You're here to keep the animal alive. That's it. Yes. Now, the first explanation was what? Have you noticed? The first explanation Satan gave? He read the part of Quran. He taught the Prophet, because that's how your intelligence starts. With the very good stuff. Quoting from something. That's how we cheat each other, ourselves primarily. With the very good stuff. We don't start thinking that, okay, me, I'm a very nasty fellow. I'm dishonest. So in this, we don't start like this. Yes, in this relationship, which is supposed to be blah, blah, coaching. Very good stuff, which is, yes, it is good, but it's irrelevant. Satan coaching Muhammad. Yes.
How Iblis again made answer to Muawiyah.
Now, second explanation, which my intelligence will give me when it wants to trick me to do something. Mm. To do something or not to do something. It's preventing some good stuff to happen to me. Yes.
He said, at first I was an angel. I traversed the way of obedience with soul. I was the confidant of them that follow the path. I was familiar with them that dwell by the throne of God.
And this is correct, isn't it? Yes, it is. Who was first here? The intelligence. It was my angel. It saved me. I was a piece of meat. When you were born, you don't remember, of course, but I hope you have seen them. They are so helpless. They are angels.
Yes.
And knowledge is their savior. It's the beginning. It's the start of them to become real, alive, and understand what's going on, understand the logic, all of that. It's good, but it doesn't prove that it will remain good, does it? No, Satan will say it is, and say, wait a minute. Wait, let's be logical here. When you hear that in your brain, means your brain guessed that you were bending a little bit toward the kindness. Therefore, let's be logical. Let's be practical. What about that? What is practical? Practical is the main thinking of animals. They are not impractical, are they? They do the stuff they need. They don't waste their time even watching the sunset or listening to music or communicating. That's waste of time. Yes?
How should first calling go out of mind? How should first love go forth from heart? If in travel you see Anatolia or Khotan, how should love of your own country go from your heart? I too have been one of those drunken with this wine. I have been a lover at his court. They cut my navel in love of him. They sowed love of him in my heart.
Suddenly he becomes a victim. First, at the beginning I was good, and something bad happened to me. So it proved his ruth in the goodness, then he's begging for your sentiment with pretending that he is a victim. But for those fellows who want to dig a little bit deeper, here he will talk about, he will say, you could go around and visit this city and that city, but the love of your own country will not let you. This is something that here he will say, and Rumi will not say anything. Later, somewhere else, Rumi will say, they talk about the love for your country. you silly you. Have you ever thought, where is really your country? Very openly we say that border, imaginative border, political or whatever line you draw, that doesn't define our real home. Our real home is not physical. The love of your own country, you should realize, where is that own country, that nation? He will talk about it later. For the moment, the Satan will put them all together. Yes.
I have seen good days from fortune. I have drunk the water of mercy in springtime. Was it not the hand of his bounty that sold me? Was it not he that raised me up from non-existence?
Have you ever heard this verse? Haven't you? In third world countries, I heard it repeatedly. No matter who, no matter where, when they do something bad or they want too much, more than they deserve, we are human beings as well. Everybody is human being when you're asking for human right. Nobody is human being if you start to talk about human duties. They run away. But for their right, yes. So here, the guy would say, first of all, he made me. Not that he brought me from non-existence to existence, and I tasted all that, but now, somehow, yes.
Oh, many is the time I have received kindness from him and walked in the rose garden of approval. He would lay the hand of mercy on my head. He would open for me the fountains of grace. Who found milk for me in the season of my infancy? Who rocked my cradle? He. From whom did I drink milk other than his milk? Who nourished me except his providence? The disposition which has entered with the milk into being, how can it be discharged from folk?
See, all the confession which you will find in your brain that, yes, he did it, he gave me. And nobody will say, why didn't you remember all of this when you stood up over there and said, oh my God, you tricked me. What about that? No, that doesn't come in. He starts from all the positive stuff that he could talk about. That's, yes, he fed me, he made me grow up, he gave me this, he gave me that. Okay, and later, somewhere else, but he's still good. We're not talking about him. You, yes.
If the sea of bounty has given a rebuke, how have the doors of bounty been shut? Giving and grace and favor are the fundamental substance of his coin. Wrath is a speck of alloy on it. He made the world for kindness's sake. His sun caresses the motes. If separation is big with his wrath, it is for the sake of knowing the worth of union with him. So that separation from him may give the soul chastisement, the soul may know the value of the days of union.
You see how deep he goes in talking about what? What is the Satan talking about now? He doesn't talk about himself. He's talking about God. And he's saying God is good. As if it is relevant here. The guy starts, why did you wake me up? You're no good. He's saying that God is good. He's very good. Every goodness comes from God. And even if now I'm damned, this is the interruption between two course of happiness. And thank God, he made this, therefore we could recognize the happiness.